Blog Talk Radio.
To the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Big Bappin' Friends Show. It is Soulful Sunday. That is not the opening song that I had in mind, but when it showed up, I had to let it show out. Because first of all, if you've never had nobody confess love to you like that, then you don't really need to be in a relationship. If someone hasn't been willing to give you their breath, their last dollar, their food off their plate, they may not love you. If they haven't been willing to give you random head as you just walk by them, if they don't just get up in the morning and want to go do something for you, if they can't pick up the phone and text you and just say, good morning, beautiful, how you doing, sir? See, y'all are in relationships with people who don't want to love you, then you don't understand. I'm sorry, I'm already preaching. How was y'all's Thanksgiving? Because we can be addicted to so many things. We can be addicted to soda. We can be addicted to cigarettes. We can be addicted to drugs. We can be addicted to gambling. But can we be addicted to being great people? Can we be addicted to being better than we were yesterday? Can we be addicted to making better life choices? Can we be addicted to being a better person? See, we are addicted to a lot of things, but can we be addicted to us? Can we be addicted to love? Can we be addicted to healthy eating? Can we be addicted to going to work and doing just your job and not doing everybody else's job? Can we be addicted to saying enough is enough and no means no? See, we get addicted to a lot of things, but what y'all addicted to? Because a lot of y'all was addicted to them chitlins and pot pies and sweet potato pies and all the different wonderful fixings that y'all had since Thanksgiving, and it is Sunday. Ladies, before y'all go to bed tonight, the trash starts running on Monday through the rest of the week. Throw that shit the fuck out. Ooh, I am on one. I am feeling one. But before we get any deeper into this night, I got to bring my co-host CJ in. How you doing tonight, Charlotte?
Hey, darling.
Ooh, how it do? How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, my gosh, it was so good. It was so good. I had so much fun with my family and helping my mom in the kitchen. We had a blast.
Oh, so y'all did family collaborative cooking.
Yes.
Ooh, see,
everybody got to help.
Well, see, that's family at its best. One of the things, like, it's funny because, like, you know, I'm trying to convince, you know, my wife to be more comfortable in the kitchen and doing her thing. Because, like, for some reason, when I come in the kitchen, I kind of razzle her a little bit. And so I try to not be in the kitchen, because, like, if I'm in the kitchen, it's like, it's like your supervisor just walked in at work, and you don't want to make no mistakes. So, you know, you're trying to make sure you talk to the customer right. You're trying to make sure you check all the little boxes, you know, the little stuff. You'd be like, dang, ooh, I got to make sure I remember that next time. You try to make sure you remember that shit, too. So, you know, I get it, and I love her for just, you know, having the effort to do that in front of me. Because, you know, CJ, some people scared to cook in front of me. You know that, right?
I am one of them. What are you talking about? Do I know that?
Wait. Why are you afraid to cook in front of me? Please. I got to hear this. Because, you know, people say things and I just be like, okay, y'all be making that up. So since I got somebody who says that's her status for this evening, do explain. Give us a brief curtail of why you feel.
Number one, have you watched You in the Kitchen? No.
Okay, we're going to let you. Okay, here's what I'm going to let you do. I'm going to let you get your list off, but then we got to talk about that list. So number one, have I watched Me in the Kitchen? Number two?
Got me in the list. I don't even remember what number two was. It's cool.
Okay, well, let's start off with Watch Me in the Kitchen. Ma'am, what do you mean, have you watched me in the kitchen? I don't have eyes outside of my body.
You float and glide across the kitchen floor. Like, it's ridiculous.
What do you mean float and glide? Like, my kitchen is like three steps right now.
Whatever, you float and glide from one counter to the next, from the stove to the counter, from the counter to the stove to the sink. Just it just flows. It's magic what you do in the kitchen.
First of all, I feel like you're judging me because I see the constructive criticism then with the thank you candle on the top. Ma'am, I do one. I don't float and glide. I walk and I do. What's that? Left step march, right step march, about face, left turn, right turn. I'm not gliding, man. Listen, I'm just using what they gave me. Don't judge me. They gave me some things. Because, listen, people don't realize when I actually first joined the military, I was a very messy cook. You would not believe that at looking at who I am today. Quick story time. Just so people know, when I first joined the military, I was so messy. You know those little carts, those little metal carts they give you to, like, roll, like, dessert around, or, like, it's just enough to hold, like, medicine or something, like, a little, the those little like 4x4 carts. It's got a table on the top and a table on the bottom, like that you see in the restaurant. I was so messy when I first joined the military. They had me cook a whole week on that cart. That's all I could do was everything that I had to prepare for today had to be made on that cart. Now, I want you to understand, we started that day off and we was doing soul food day, and I was responsible for all the meats and all the vegetables and all the sides. The, you know, the main line of the, you know, so the fried chicken, the barbecue chicken, the catfish, collard greens, macaroni and cheese. And I got a little 4x4, 6x6 table that I got to push around the kitchen because my dumb ass can't keep the kitchen clean. So when I tell people the reason why I know to keep the kitchen clean as I go, I was one of those people that, listen, they damn near almost gave me an Article 15 because I didn't know how to clean as I go. So when people, like, so CJ, when people look at me and think that I'm being anal retentive, you got to understand I was in the military and I had anal retentive people yelling at me because I was horrible. I was the worst. And I don't, that's why I don't judge people. Like I don't make it my point. I don't make it, you know, I give pointers and I give, now, if you're doing something wrong or something dangerous or something whatever, I will react in that manner because I see that all the time. I mean, from anybody, hell. Hell, even from myself. You ever pop yourself because you knew you did something wrong?
Yeah, a couple times.
So, like, I was doing something. I was chopping a vegetable, and I know the correct way to chop that vegetable. And so I wasn't doing it, you know, the right way. And so I literally popped my hand because I was like, yo, do better, be better. And so I actually ended up popping myself, and that was a real situation. Before we get ready to get out of here and take a commercial break, how was I know you said you guys all prepared the meal, but how was that day? How was your Thanksgiving day? How was the energy? How was the family?
It was joyous. Like, it was a really good vibe, a really good, wholesome, clean vibe.
Okay, I like it. I like it. You know, one of the things, you know me, I preach family, family, family. Like, if they toxic, if they bad, get them away from you. But if it's good family, come on, let's be family. Let's turn up. Let's have a good time, man. So on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all know what we get into. It's one of our favorite segments. It is Black History is World History after this quick commercial break.
Thank you.
with Goddess of Cleaning. We are running a special promotion right now with our Shea Butter package. So if you reach out to D Oils or Goddessly Cleaning, you can find both of those on Facebook. We will give you a special, just tonight, a special 20% discount on your Shea Butter if you order it tonight by midnight. All right, so good. Let's get back into this. CJ, you with me tonight? We kicking it tonight. We vibing tonight. We in the building tonight.
Let's do this.
So tonight for Black History is World History, sponsored by Dior's and Godfrey Cleaning, we have a barn burner. What do you know about 1969?
It was a good year.
It was a great year. The 60s was a great time. You had all types of political unrest. You had so much civil unrest. You had so much just integration of schools and things. You had so much just going on in the 60s, right?
Right.
But do you know one of the greatest inventions was invented by a woman named Marie Van Britten Brown, between her and her husband? He was an electrician. Did you know that?
I did not.
Well, Marie and her husband, by the way, Albert is an electrician. So Marie and Albert, I wanted to make this personal because I want people to see them. They're black. They look like us. They married, young married couple, and they're mid to late 30s is when they were in doing this task in the 60s. But in 1966, because she lived in a crime-riddled neighborhood and because her and her husband both worked irregular hours and she was often home by herself, specifically at night or overnight, in Jamaica, Queens. So if y'all look, if you know about Jamaica, Queens in the 1960s, you already know that was a rough, place to be. Like, they don't say nothing nice about Jamaica, Queens in the 60s, right? But Marie and her husband invented and patented the first ever home security system. They used cameras, peepholes, and microphones to create this first home security system. So when you see ADT, when you see all these other companies now who claim to be the leaders in home security systems, one of the greatest questions that you should always ask them, do you know who Marie Van Britten Brown is? And if they don't know who that beautiful young lady is, and they don't know who Mr. Albert Brown is, then you really probably shouldn't do business with them because they don't even realize the very absolute business and career field that they get to brag and talk about was created by an electrician and a nurse. They weren't even in the career field. So that's our little piece of Black history for tonight. Did you, you know, and it's funny because, you know, when we look at these topics and we go to go find and search out for some of these topics, it's not that, you know, and again, I want people to understand, Black history is world history, is not to disrespect any other race because everybody has their history. Puerto Ricans, whatever, whatever, Ireland, Asian, you know, wherever you are on the globe, you have your history. And there's things that you guys have done there and that you created. But one of the things universally that you will that seems to be always denounced in other races is we often begin to dignify the separation of Black and whatever other species that wants to be identified there, whether it's white, Latino, white, European, white. We always try to, but when you go to these places, like when you go look at Australia, you look at the, you know, original people that was there, and then you look at what, you know, Australia looks like today, like it's always a fight when you look at the historical dark people that come from that land, whether they're, you look at America and it's Native Americans and Blacks, and they want to call them Moors, and everyone wants to come up with a different term of what they were when they were here before, you know, America, you know, became under British rule and went through its transformation and transgressions of what it shaped out to be itself as a country. But when we look at what was already here, it was Native Americans, whether you call them Indians or whatever other terms you want to call them, but they were native to the land when other people got here. And they were, and they were also, and it's funny because it's always like people be like, oh, you can't be American and be Black. And I'm like, you can't be American and make that statement. If you go read your history books, if you go to your museums, if you go look up, first off, the best and greatest ship to ever have been made was made in Egypt. It's still the greatest warship in history still floats to this day, and the oldest warship ever made can still float to this day, and it was made in Egypt. And it's in a museum. You should go Google it, find out what ship I'm talking about, and go to that museum and actually go see that ship. Then you should tell them to give it back to Egypt. If we're going to be politically correct, though, okay? So that way they can go to where the greatest and oldest warships ever been built. When you look at the American warships and its design, it's actually completely a replica of a ship made out of wood that still exists to this day. But these are things that we don't know because we don't study history. We don't immerse ourselves in our own culture. I pick certain topics because I want you to see that our culture is so deep and it is so, it covers so much of the earth, and you have to go back and look at it. You cannot just see yourself as a slave. You can't see yourself as after just Jim Crow. You can't see yourself as just secondhand labor. You can't see yourself as the current neighborhood that you may be in, even if you don't like the current situation that you're in. You have to see yourself as the lineage that you've created, because at the end of the day, if we're going to believe in truth, we have to believe that the Black man is the first man, and technically it's not the Black man, it's the Black woman. As much as we argue the Adam and Eve story, at the end of the day, the oldest living creature to ever be discovered on Earth has been the Black woman. And they thought they found somebody newer, and they was almost closer to it being a woman, to being a man. And then, no, they came in, they verified it, and it was a woman again. So I don't argue with people about their belief system. I just stand on fact on what we can prove, what we can verify, and what other people around the world have come together and made a consorted effort to do so. Facts are facts. We can't argue facts. CJ, y'all, you let me just ramble for a minute. I can't believe you're telling me to shut the fuck up. So what's been going on in your world? Because I know I can't be the highlight of the day. What's new with you? What's good? What's popping? What we need to talk about?
Well, I got a question.
Oh, question. Go.
Yes. I'm looking for, like, a dress coat. Like, not a pea coat, but an actual dress coat.
Hold on, stop. Time out. First off, you did one thing that most people don't realize is you used the word that most people don't understand. You said, I'm not looking for a pea coat, a dress coat. See, in the world of fashion, that's a very specific term that you use. And I always like to stop people when what Blue's Clues say when we have keywords or key things? Blue's Clues. So let's stop for a second. Let's get that in. Peacoat. So we're talking about winter style accessory dress coats at this point, since we not a winter dress coat. Dress code. Okay, so why are we trying to be all dressy and cute? Who are we being cute for? What's his name?
What do you mean, what's his name?
Come on and talk to me. Come on over to my place. Because, you know, when women start getting coats like that, usually there's nothing on up under that, you know, when they show up. So,
I have a whole dress that's going on up under it.
Oh, it's a dress. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. Form-fitting?
Full dress. I'm excited, but I don't want to be cold, so I'm looking for the coat.
Oh, and she said she don't want to be cold. Oh, she said she don't want to be cold.
It's winter.
Listen, hey, cold will make you rethink life.
Yeah, it will.
Don't mean that. You the one want to go outside. I want to go outside.
We have to.
Listen, you want to go outside. That's not me. I'm lazy. I'm scared.
Yeah. Okay.
Listen. You bought a pea coat and now you trying to go buy a pea coat or something almost lower level than pea coat and be fashionable about it. So that means you finna go have a whole moment. So I'm gonna go ahead and take this quick commercial break and we're gonna dedicate this to Miss CJ.
I mean,
on her nope, she don't even get to say no words. Dwayne would be so proud of me how quickly I just muted her on that one. So. For CJ, this is your song. I hope you find one of these types of brothers.
Check it, you got your ball. know the end of love. My body rushed. My love is here. I love you. Never try. No. I want you. I need to be a
Listen, you know, when they see that big heavy long jacket like that, dudes get excited. Like, whoa, you see the jeans move a little bit. The jeans get stiff. Get a little tight around the ankles because it lifts a little bit. All right, y'all, let's go ahead and get into this next segment. Y'all know what it is. It is what day it is, and this segment is brought to you by Tailored Security. That is Tailored Security, where we do all types of security, personal security, business security, location security. If you need loss prevention, theft protection, you can give us a call or reach out to us through tailoredsecurity.co. That will lead you to tailoredservices.us. So again, that is tailoredservices.us is where that will lead you to on the site, and click security. All right, CJ, let's get into it. We are getting ready to do my favorite part of the day, and that is what day it is, Shawty.
What day it is. Let's get it popping.
Ooh. All right, so today is National Craft Jerky Day. One of the things I don't like about stuff is, like, they like when there's a word that comes out and somebody like starts using it and it becomes catchy, like it just gets ran on, you know. So craft, you know, with craft, they really started doing craft when they started doing like brews for beer. Like, that's really when you started seeing the word craft really, really, really take over. And then you just started seeing it run in different genres of food and you know, things that go in your mouth type items. All of a sudden, everything started being craft and stuff. So yeah, jerky, craft jerky day. Anybody who's making jerky, it's a whatever. Y'all doing too much. Just call it jerky day. You know, pork jerky, beef jerky, shrimp jerky, your mama's jerky. It's what it is. Okay, so I'm hollering at y'all on that. Y'all doing too much. Today is national, and listen, if you've never had one of these from where I'm about to say, it's not the American version is not the same. National Bavarian Cream Pie Day. Now, if you know where Bavaria is on the map and you have been there and you've had a cream pie there it's not the same as what y'all think y'all had. I need to say that. If you've never had a Bavarian cream pie from Germany in Bavaria, where they specialize in making their own special fluffy custardy, man, listen, boy, listen, you get a guava Bavarian cream pie over there, baby, listen, let me tell you something. This is disrespectful what they do with food. That's why, listen, I understand why Germans are a little fat. What they do with handcrafted food over there is a little disrespectful. And understand, these are family recipes that have been passed down for generations, what they do with food. It's just, Now, we need to take a trip to Germany. Matter of fact, that is on our bucket list because we have to actually take Lizzie Bapp on a tour of Germany because both of her parents have lived in Germany in different locations. So we will be doing that. So we will definitely let y'all know how Lizzie Bapp enjoyed that trip when we do it. CJ, we got another good one. Today is National Secondhand Sunday. Now, I'm going to take that a whole lot of different ways. I don't know if we do a secondhand like giveaways. You know, slap that bitch with the second hand, you know, hey, you know, take the second hand and grab a little bit of money off the collection plate. Like secondhand, you know, we can do a lot with second hand. So I need y'all to tell me which second hand y'all going with because I don't want to be wrong. But, you know, it's National Second Hand Sunday. Oh, dope. Let me tell you why tomorrow is absolutely crazy. Now, this is absolutely crazy. Tomorrow, for you guys who's going to go shopping, tomorrow is Cyber Monday. I can deal with that. Secondhanding. Basically, yeah, giving away your old stuff. But, okay, thank you, production manager. I appreciate the update on that because, you know, y'all don't like, you know, she don't like for me to be wrong and look stupid. And I appreciate her for that. Tomorrow is Cyber Monday. And that's cool. CJ, we was having a conversation today earlier, right? And I was telling you how I was going to go to the store and I was going to go pick out a very particular type of bread because I want to get up tomorrow and make Elizabeth a particular item, right?
Right. Right.
Well, tomorrow is National French Toast Day.
Get out.
And so literally I got her the bread that I prefer to use when I make my French toast. So tomorrow she will have my perfect French toast, but I'm going to make them in sticks for her so she can take them to school with her and have her breakfast. Because she likes hard boiled eggs. So I'm going to make her 2 hard boiled eggs and some French toast sticks and let her have, and because I got the real cinnamon. So I'm going to take the real cinnamon and put in there and all that good. Like I'm going to make her a real French toast from scratch, everything tomorrow. Let's do it. It is 9:40. We still got some time to kill. So, guys, we're going to get to our main topic tonight in a little bit at the top of the hour. The main topic that we're going to be covering tonight is the weight of other people's expectations, rather good or bad. If that's a topic that you want to talk about or you have some information about, you're more than welcome to call in tonight. The number to do that is going to be 319-527-6703. If you are following us and you want to come in the chat room and ask your question, you can come in. The production team is already in there. They'll take your questions and get you over to us as quickly as possible so we can talk about that topic at the top of the hour. What we got coming up next? What's next?
Birthday.
Oh, we got birthdays coming up. We need a good birthday song this time. I think we're gonna go with a good birthday song on this one. You ready for birthdays?
Let's do it.
All right, so y'all, we're gonna take this quick commercial break, and when we come back, we are going to be coming back with our birthdays for the shout out. Here we go.
Shut up, girl. Nobody can compare with you. Her thing is January, so she got it.
Listen, I know you. You're over there just gonna hurt yourself. All right, y'all. So before we get into birthdays, y'all, I gotta give a shout out to my mother. Her birthday was yesterday. Man, for those of you who showed tributes to her yesterday, I thank you. There was a lot of beautiful things. My sisters let out balloons. My mother would have been 60. She would have turned 60 yesterday. So happy 60th birthday to my mom. Let's get into birthdays. So let's get into it. Today is November 27th. And, she would be. Happy birthday to Robin Givens. If y'all don't know who Robin Givens is, that's all I'm going to say. I ain't going to disrespect the woman's name because, you know, she still got an estate, and I don't want to be liable for saying some things that I would really kind of like to say about her, but happy birthday to Robin Givens. Just want you to know I feel some type of way about you, ma'am. Happy birthday to Mr. Steve Urkel himself, Jaleel White. Happy birthday. Man, I didn't realize he was born in 76, though. Dang. He older than I thought he was. Ooh. Happy birthday to Mr. James Avery. If you don't know who that is, if you don't know who the hell Uncle Phil is just from hearing his real name, you don't deserve to be a fan. Oh, I was just talking about this dude the other day. And if you don't know who he is arguably the greatest guitarist to ever live. There are notes and keys and riffs and things that he has played that has never been played on a guitar ever again after he has passed. And I'm talking about none other than Mr. Jimi Hendrix himself. I got to get him around the pot. Give it up for Texas Chocolate. Happy birthday to my boy Twister. Twister's birthday is the 27th as well today. Oh, damn. He let us in the birthdays. Give it up. Okay. Shawnee O'Neill's birthday is also today. Happy birthday to Miss O'Neill. I don't know who this is at all. Kiara Nolan. She was born in 95. That's probably why I don't know who she is. Give it up to Tiffany Fox. Happy birthday. I don't even know how to say his name. Bryce Cherie Gray. That, listen, his mama didn't like him. She didn't like him. Listen. His name sound like it should be on the thing with Aaron and them. When they do that whole skit, his name sound like it should be on there. Listen. They gonna tell him right now, if you're in this classroom, put your hand up. That's not how you say my name, sir. That's how you say your name. Brasherie Gray. I know that's not it, but when you go look at his name, it just don't look like how he say his name and how it's spelled. They don't go together. I'm going to need y'all to do better, black folks. Quit naming these kids, whatever. Happy birthday to Mr. Trey Songz himself. I see why Sagittarius is crazy. Michael Blackson's birthday is also on the 28th. Jarvis Landry's birthday is always also on the 28th. Ooh, baby, y'all not nice. Styles P's birthday is on the 28th. Chameleonaire's birthday. Listen, y'all are not nice people, Sagittarius. Okay, here we go. We got somebody nice finally. Barry Gordy Jr., happy birthday on the 28th. Angelica Ross is on the 28th. S. Empatha Murkinson. She played the judge or something on the show, I believe. I know her face. She played a couple of roles I like. I think she's an actress. Oh, man. Samuel Monroe Jr. Can y'all accept him into, like, the nice side of, like, life? Like, there's some roles that when people play, when they play a bad character, because if you don't remember who Mr. Monroe Jr. is, Mr. Monroe Jr. is, if we go back to the Players Club, he's the dude that do what he do. Junior, I can't believe you. Sad he's a junior with his last name at that, because... As nice as a man as he looks and as nice as a man as he is, I am sure he is tired of being labeled that guy. Black folks, let him go on and rest in peace. On the 29th, we have Don Cheadle. I love him as an actor. He definitely should get more credit than I think he gets as an actor. He is a wonderful actor. Regina Carter. Is that Lil Wayne's daughter? Okay, because I was like, I don't know what she famous for, but when I saw the last name, like, what's she famous for? Yeah, whatever. She famous for her daddy being Lil Wayne. She ain't made it yet. If I don't know what she do yet, she ain't made it yet. She's still getting jobs off her daddy name. She ain't made it yet. Chad, this is a heavy day. Chadwick Boseman's birthday is also the 29th. And then the game's birthday is the 29th, man. It was funny because I used to listen to a lot of underground stuff of the game. And then Russell Wilson and Stephon Diggs. Listen, Sagittarius says, y'all are emotionally all over the place. Like, these personalities are very drastic, all on the same day. I understand why y'all could be serial killers. Y'all need a hug. Y'all are a zodiac sign that need a look. Y'all have great abilities, and I see this. Like, these lists of skills are amazing, but y'all are also batshit crazy. Okay, yeah. I've seen several of her works. I like her. Yeah, I like her. She's done some great work. So We are getting ready to jump into the top of the hour. Let me go ahead and give y'all that that topic again. It's the weight of other people's expectations, whether good or bad. If you want to get ready to call in, we're getting ready to start taking callers at the top of the hour. So the number is 319-527-6703. Again, that is 319-527-6703. Please call in. Let's talk about that, because it's a very, very dear topic. But before we get into that, CJ, I got an announcement. I gotta start announcing stuff, because we got stuff coming up now. Want to announce body empowerment. We will be having body empowerment kicking off in 2023. I told you guys, get ready. The calendar is going to be full, and we're going to be set to go. So body empowerment is going to be March the 18th and 19th in Tallahassee, Florida. We'll give you guys the dates and all of that information of who's all going to be keynote speakers and all that other stuff going forward. But if you want to be at body empowerment, there are limited tickets that will be available for that. That is a small, intimate gathering. It will be a tea party this year. I will be announcing the theme and the keynote speakers and all that other stuff later. But body empowerment this year will be a morning tea conference. So if you want to be at that, more than welcome to attend. That's March the 18th. And then we will follow it up with our photo shoot on March the 19th, the following morning. So if you want the conference part and the tea, that's on the 18th. If you also want to participate in the photo shoot, then you need to be in the city for the 19th. The most that we have right now. We'll give you guys additional details as we confirm and people are signed on the dotted line. Because I don't, the worst thing I believe that you shouldn't do in business is I don't think you should put out information about certain things until, you know, signatures have been had and paychecks have been issued. You know, people be counting stuff and ain't nothing done and be talking about, well, I mean, we was going to do it. Well, how did you think you was going to do it if there was no contract and there was no money paid? Like, you just thought everybody was going to show up because you? So, no. So, and we have an amazing keynote speaker this year. I'm just waiting to, there's one last step to do with her, and then we can announce that. So within the next week or so, listen up for that. We will be announcing that very, very soon. CJ, you excited about that?
I am. I can't wait.
Oh. Ooh, what you excited about? Why you can't wait? Tell us a little bit. What about body empowerment got you excited this year?
Okay, first off, it's called body empowerment. Why would you not want to be there? Number two, you said it's a tea party. I love tea parties.
Oh, listen, you know, the craziest thing is because this is really the production manager's event. This is one of the ones that's near and dear to her heart. And, you know, it was when she told me how she wanted to do this event, you know, a lot of people come up with so many different themes and different quirks and whatever. But one of the things that she said when we first did it, and it was funny because, like, I harped on this theme and I harped on it and I harped on it and I harped on it, is that when you walked out of there, she said she wanted your entire spirit, so your physical spirit, your emotional spirit, and your spirit, she wanted all three of those to be so filled that when you, like, left, like, you had to go lay down, like, physically you would be so sensitive to the world that you would literally need a nap to be able to function the rest of the day or the next day. And when we did the very first one, the responses back, you know, people was coming back like, oh my God, it changed my life, and just the different things. And so I know you can never duplicate something that you do when you put out something that's amazing, you can't duplicate that. So I looked at where people were that was in the group that's putting this together, and I think the theme that we're going to come up with this year and for where everybody's at, I think what it's going to do is still give everybody that same feeling at the end of the day, but it's going to be conduited in a different direction than the direction that we went in the last one. So this one's going to be, because of the tea party and the structure and the desire for what she wants out of this one, it's just going to be so amazing. It's going, it gives me hippie meets nature and First Lady church vibe tea coming together as a collage. That's my mashup in my head. That's what I'm going to go with. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get into the topic of tonight. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Cause I should be gone.
In you, baby. listen, I tell people that Insatiable by Prince is like one of my favorite songs because it's like, first off, the range that he has in that whole song is just ridiculous. Like, I don't think y'all understand how many different chords, octave, and ranges he hit in that song. Just before we say anything, regardless of the words, it's like one of the things that I want to see, if I ever get a chance at one of my events, anybody wants to find someone who's off well enough to do this, I want to see someone who truly understands music, not just, because like there's a difference. You got some people who are dancers and they dance to whatever music, and then you have people who are singers and musicians who end up loving to dance. I want the second to dance to that song. Because there's a difference. Like, the mindset of those two types of dancers are not the same. And so I want to one day get the joy, the thrill, and the honor of seeing that. All right, we got to go ahead and get into it. Before we do that, give a shout out to our production team, Roundtable Family Productions, DJ's Roundtable. Shout out to our production manager, Big Shishi, on the ones and twos in the background back there. Give her a shout out for making everything go. Shout out to our production team. If you would like to reach out to them for anything on how to donate, be on the show, get an interview, sponsor, or have a commercial, contact DJ's Roundtable. You can hit them through all of our social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, or you can email them at djsroundtable19@gmail.com. That's DJ with an S, djsroundtable.com, roundtable19@gmail.com, djsroundtable19@gmail.com, 1919. All right, I think I did all the promotional stuff that I'm supposed to be doing. And so tonight's topic is the weight of other people's expectations, rather good or bad. CJ, have you ever been under the weight of someone else's expectations?
Yes. More times than not.
More times than not. More times than not. Ooh. That's interesting. And when you look at expectations that others have put you under, how were you able to use that as a good for you?
I don't fail. So if you tell me that I can't do something, I'm just going to prove you wrong.
Oh. She said, I don't fail. First of all, you already know that's our motto over here. We don't fail over here. So I get it. Like, I get it. So when – how do you handle that weight, though? Like, because the expectations of some people, like for instance, I tell people all the time, especially as parents, I tell parents like, you know, hey, you know, rein in the expectations sometimes. And they're like, what? I said, you know, I know that your child is smart and your child wants to succeed, but the weight of your expectations could crush them. Because, you know, and I'll give you a perfect example. You know, I'm a borderline perfectionist sometimes, on days of the week that ends in day. But I try to, you ain't, first of all, ma'am, you're not going to sit here and try to judge my life like you, like I just won't kick you in the ankle. So, again. But my little person who is mimicking everything at this point extremely mimics me. And so that also goes to show that the weight of her expectations is to understand that I set the expectation of seeing her. And so now she wants to make sure that I see her. So in her mind, she mimics my behavior to understand that I see her. You get it? So whether good or bad, the weight of the expectation, even to the toddler that's 3 years old, is the expectation for her is my attention. Unadulterated, how she wants it, no matter what's going on. Now, as the parent, we can either glow or we can crumble under those expectations. Because you have two different expectations there. The child expects your attention. So one, you can lovingly give the child some attention and then find a way to redirect after attention has been given. Or you can do the one that I see so much now. God dang, you always want to come be in my face every time I'm fucking doing something. See, we don't realize the expectation was still there. In our choice of how to handle that situation, did we meet the weight of the expectation? We come with different reasons on why we didn't, but how do we better understand how to handle those situations if we don't take the opportunity to analyze things around us? And I don't just mean our kids, in all things. You go, if you're constantly being late for work and you're now, you know, you on your second write-up for being late for work, baby, if your friends are talking about going to the club and you already know you on your second write-up for being late for work and they talking about going to another party and it's already 1 a.m. and you already kind of lit now, it's a wrap. Some of y'all already right now in that boat. Going back to work on Monday, y'all trying to get home right now. It's some people listening to my voice trying to get home right now from wherever they are because they trying to make it to work on Monday morning, not realizing they had all the time in the world to prepare and to leave and to do it, what they need to do. How do we handle the expectation? See, when lessons were being taught to – see, CJ, remember this conversation we had a while back, probably about like around about April, and I was telling you, I said, the reason why most people don't live up to the expectations that they have in their – that they have assigned to them is not because they weren't capable of doing it. When they had the opportunity to prepare, they refused to prepare.
Yeah.
See, you can't pass the test if you don't study. You might get lucky in 1 out of 10 every now and then get one, but you're not going to reasonably be average or above if you're not studying. You're not going to generally be average or above if you didn't attempt to do the work assignment in the class. You're not going to be average or above if when you go to the job, every single person around you is doing your job assignment. Half the call center is taking your calls because you can't really do what you're supposed to do. Other secretaries are finishing your reports and your minutes and your different things that you need to get turned in because you can't function. See, we have expectations in everything. If you don't put gas in the car and your expectation is to get to work, the car is not going to live up to your expectation. If you don't change the tires and you got a bad tire back there and you don't do nothing and now it's getting ready to be snow all over the ground, the car is not going to live up to your expectations. If when we got that first cold front about a month ago, if you didn't go buy gloves and go buy hats and go buy jackets and go buy mittens and buy earmuffs and buy some Burt's beeswax to put on your lips and get some shea butter from, you know, from Goddessly Cleaning or D-Oils. If you, you know, didn't do all those things to protect yourself, then how can you say that you expect to be warm on a cold day, but you didn't do anything to prepare yourself to be warm on these now frigid days? See, whether good or bad, there is an expectation that all of us have to live up to. Whether we like it, whether we don't, whether we agree or whether we don't, there is an expectation that you have to live up to. And you can get mad if you want to and say, oh, well, you're nitpicking the ones that you want to say are expectations. I tell people there are choices in all things. Not a one-sided conversation. It's not going to stop you because you see it from a one-sided conversation. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get CJ's opinion on some of this a little bit and see what we can do from there. But we will be right back after this quick commercial break. Bo Hagan was a major ghostwriter in the game for a lot of people. He wrote for Lil Jon and the Eastside Boys and them. He wrote for D12 and Eminem and them. He wrote for Aftermath and them. Bo Hagen got a lot of ghostwrites in the game. If y'all don't remember him, he was a decent rapper, but you better go look him up. He was a hell of a ghostwriter, too. CJ, what it do? Let's get back into this topic, man, because I got CJ on the ones and twos.
Hey.
So when we talk about this wonderful topic that we came up with of the weight of expectations, what is it about expectations and other people's expectations that has been bad in the situation for you?
There are a lot of different situations that have been bad for me that people have had expectations. It's just, I guess, what you choose to do with all of it.
You know what I choose to tell
them? What's that?
Bitch, I'm grown. I don't give no fuck about your motherfucking feelings, bro. Because I wanted to give the good side of it. The good side of it is, you know, the side I gave before. The bad side of it is, man, I really don't give no fucks about your feelings. Like, and I really need some of y'all to really start understanding that. Y'all are acting like some people really, truly are losing sleep about who you are. And I'm going to tell you right now, some of y'all need to come to the realization that people are going to sleep and giving no fucks about how you feel. Your expectation means nothing to some people, good or bad. Some of y'all need to get over y'all fucking self. Because y'all come to the conclusion that because of whatever the fuck y'all did in life, oh, my God, we're going to go over here and we're going to do such and such because do you know who I am? No. Who the fuck are you? I hear a lot of hot air and I hear a lot of people's opinions when it comes to expectations. But at the end of the day, the greatest thing about expectations is people are going to tell you what they expect of you, but they're going to do very little to participate in the outcome of the expectation that they believe in. They're going to tell you, but why you doing, you're going to be the only person doing by your damn self. You're going to be the only person believing by your damn self. They're going to believe in you. They're going to believe in you when you achieve it. Until you achieve it, they ain't never said nothing, did nothing, came no type of way. And then when you ask them for help, they're going to be looking at you like, I can't believe you need help. So at the end of the day, there's a lot of people out there who, when I tell you, people that have been through so much shit with some of y'all, they really don't give no fucks. Some of y'all could go walk into a wall today. The only thing they're going to do is go give you a rag for your nose just to make sure you don't bleed to death. Production manager's right. Some of y'all so screamish. Who? Y'all might faint. Hey, not going to lie. I don't do blood myself. I ain't going to faint at the sight of your blood. Just don't expect for me to help you. I tell people, if I help you medically, I love you. Just understand. Listen, if I help you medically, we probably had sex before. Because I got to be real comfortable with you. Like, I'm not, listen, outside of my kids, because, you know, you got to pick them up and you got to carry them and you got to look strong and, you know, keep them from losing their ever-loving mind when they get hurt. Wives, And, you know, because I've been married before. So, you know, when they were my spouses, I went in for them. Outside of that, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard pressed to get me to medically come to you when there's blood and guts and gore and all, bone sticking out. You're missing a tooth or something like that. I can go with you to the dentist. You got a chipped tooth, you know. You know, you got a fractured wrist and, you know, ain't no blood or nothing like that. I ain't going to look at it. I'm going to drive. You sit in the passenger seat or in the back and I'm going to get you there. And you ain't got to show me. We good. But if you's trying to tell me that, you know, I'm not the guy for it. You know, and people are like, oh, you went to war. I said, and I also told them, y'all need to go out there and get them people. Y'all, because if you're expecting back to go get them, listen, not all soldiers is going to make it back today. Because you have to be honest with you. You have to be honest with yourself, CJ.
That's true.
I can't help them niggas. If you can share one, what's one of the craziest expectations? We're not going to go good or bad here. We're going to go crazy. What's one of the craziest expectations that you found out that someone had for you, but y'all never discussed it? Because this happens too.
Believe it or not, marriage and a baby.
Wait, what? No, you got to explain that one. Talk about that one. You got the mic. Dope.
This person had dreamt up this whole life, like, we were married, we had a baby, we moved to this place that was far away from everyone else, and we just lived happily ever after, and I was unaware.
Did you know the person?
Yeah, I knew the person. We were friends, but I didn't know they felt the way that they felt about me that way.
I had a situation similar to that. I'm not going to lie. I was afraid to go to Texas for quite some time. It's one thing I don't necessarily like, but I was really afraid to go to Texas. So back in the early 2010s, so like after 2012 but before 2015, I don't know exactly when in the time frame, but I know it was from between 12 and 15. I had a female friend that I knew. And we knew from high school. I didn't hang out with her in high school, but we knew each other. So we had got reacquainted and begun to start talking. And within a week of us talking and getting reacquainted and getting to know each other, she made a sign, changed her Facebook status to married to me, and stood outside and recorded a video saying that she is the future Mrs. Donald Baptiste and had a sign that she custom made on a cardboard and did all of that in real life. I woke up to phone calls at 2 o'clock in the morning of people congratulating me on my new marriage. At 2 o'clock in the morning. You know how I feel about my sleep.
I'm laughing because some people got cussed out. Aww. Aww.
And I'm just like, I was scared that, like, I was really scared to go to Texas for a minute because, like, when I tell you, like, this, like, some of us are. Like, some of us are touched beyond belief. And I'm not mad at her. She was a beautiful person. I mean, just not beautiful enough for me to be with. And I'm so thankful because a good friend of mine called me. Like, she called me, said, like, Donald. Because, you know, when they really want to talk to me, they get serious. They call me, they say my first name so they get my real attention. Because, you know, it's my attention, then it's my real attention. And she called me, and she was like, Donald, listen, I love you. And I'm like, oh yeah, I know you love me. We've been knowing each other, so da da da. She goes, don't talk to her. You need to block her, delete her. Your good female friends will give you the 411 of all the stuff you don't know that's been going on behind the scenes in other rooms that you ain't never even known existed.
Right.
A really, really good friend, and I thank people who are good friends in your life who call and tell you sound information and sound advice to save you and protect you. Because once I got the detailed information and did my own fact checking and information, it's crazy because, you know, one of the reasons why I started my security business is to make sure that I put security protocols in place for people and show them and teach them, because people are interesting. The things that you don't think people will do, they will surprise you every time and show you something you never thought was possible. You know, Aladdin wasn't always a good story when you go read the book. I'm just saying. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Like it's the end of the world. All the heaven looks like I'm into the the girl. I think I holler like when mama brought her into the world. And I don't let anybody feel it tonight. And at the end of the night, my dinner tonight. Dark, yo, dim in the light. And that girl wanna shine, I bring her into the light. Why? I become her ally. And I swear that thing feel like a lie. Then she feed her lies. I think I'm her on the side.
All right, guys, we are back. This next segment is sponsored by Coco's Pleasure Knots, and this is Black People is Dope. And I'm going to do someone that none of you guys have ever heard of. You will probably never meet him, but it is a young man, well, older than myself, but a young man by the name of Roscoe. I'm not going to give his last name, but we're going to give his first name, Roscoe. He's actually out of El Paso, Texas. We've been talking about Texas tonight. But I wanted to talk about him because in this season where so many people are committing suicide, they are mourning losses. This is the first Thanksgiving or first holiday season without loved ones. People have lost people throughout COVID, so as we get back to more traditional things, we're going back into a phase of beginning to interact again. And Roscoe himself being the beautiful man that he is, and I don't mean that in looks, I mean that in spirit. When I got to El Paso, when I got to get integrated into El Paso, this Black entrepreneur, he's a carpenter by trade, spent so many days just feeding into me and encouraging me and making sure that I had the heart and the will, the desire to pursue all the endeavors that I would ever get into. And the one thing that he would always say to me is, your smile is infectious. Keep giving the world exactly what you give it. And he said that to me often. And he would call me D because he would never say Donald. You know, he only say Donald when he wanted to really get my attention, but he also called me D. And he said, D, you know, you're doing right by people. That's all they can ask for. You're doing right by people. That's all they can ask for. And those statements and those traits, they reminded me so much of my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and my mother, because when they were here, the one thing that they always believed in is to do right by people. That was Roscoe's, and that is Roscoe's claim to fame. He attempts to do right by people. Been an entrepreneur almost his entire life. And the one thing that he always says about doing business is, Donald, I give them a fair price. My labor price is my labor price. But other than that, I give them the best deals that I could possibly go out there and find. I was talking to the production manager today, and we were talking about currency. We have begun to focus on currency so much that we have forgotten the joys of people. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we're going to wrap up the show. But this song tonight is in honor of all the women who've had to play superwoman in some man's life. So we'll be right back after this quick commercial break. I'm not going to be able to do that. Then I realized if I stopped that, everybody would be like, boo, shoot the DJ, fuck that. Because listen, you know, when she get to that end and them ad-libs start coming out, people start pointing their finger. They got their hands straight up in the air singing it. Listen. But you know what? Men in the late 80s and the early 90s, when they heard that song come on, them niggas was trying to get the fuck out of Dodge. But listen, you see cars crank up quick. They come in and she got the windows open and that song blasted. Them niggas just back right back up and just go somewhere else. Like, nah, I'm going to come home in a couple of more hours. I don't even want that smoke. But, hey, we made it to the end of another show.
We did.
We did. Oh, y'all, that was, for those of you who don't know that song, that was Superwoman by Karen White. Not all the other versions. Listen, there are a lot of other versions of Superwoman out there. That's, when we say Superwoman, that's the only version we're talking about in the black community. Let me get y'all to understand that. When we say, ooh, play Superwoman, DJs, understand that's the only version we're talking about.
It's true.
You know, because people be like, ooh, you know, so-and-so, they got a nice little cute version. That's cute. That's fine. But when somebody says Superwoman, we want the original LP version of that one right there. Nothing else. Don't go give us no Tropical Mist, Southern Rainbow, Trinidad. We don't want none of that. All we want is Karen White, Superwoman, LP version. That's it. We good. Everybody, I'm telling you, everybody know it. Your mama know it. Your auntie know it. Your grandma know it. Everybody know Karen White, Superwoman. Don't play with us. Listen, don't be trying to be extra.
Listen, at the cookout, you know, at the cookout after everybody get done, they done ate, you know, everybody sitting down playing cards and shit. That's typically the time that this ended.
Yeah, because they can't play it too early because the drunk auntie who ain't really feeling her husband, she going to be about ready to show out. You already know. That's why they wait till the end. Because they got to go now put her ass in the car. Somebody take Aunt Gertrude home, but she beat the hell out of Leroy over here. Nigga over here just, we know. Listen, that song, come on. You could, listen, and if you go to a black house and that song come on, you can tell the couples that ain't getting along well. Look at his face and her reaction while she's singing it.
Yeah,
she's
going to sing it with her heart. Her whole heart.
And he going to be trying to figure out, is he supposed to still sit there and let her get that off her chest? Or do he need to just go leave and just go sit at the lake and ponder if he still live there anymore? Because, you know, when you hear that song, that conjures up emotions in the black community, y'all. I just need y'all to know. Now, that song don't do everybody the same way. So I just want to... just want to let y'all know we appreciate y'all playing along to the joys of who we are. Anywho, we are getting close to the end of the night. You know, we got to do that thing that we do so well, and you know, it is what we do so well, and it is that what day it is. You know, we got to let you get that. Not what day it is. It's a word of the day. We got to let you get that out. How you feel about that?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, man. Well, you know, you up first. You got the word of the night. Give it to him.
My word of the night is remix. Wake up and start over. We call it the remix of life. So what, you had to reshuffle the deck and you lost a couple of cards. If you look at your hand again, you have everything you need to win the game.
Ooh, I like it. That's pretty dope, CJ. I fucks with it. Before we get out of here, I just want to say thank you for coming out and hanging out. Don't put your phone on mute yet because I want to talk about something after I give my word of the day before we end with the closing song. My word of the night is give affection. Men, I know we're not always affectionate. Sometimes giving a hug, letting someone lay on your chest, letting someone cuddle up next to you. Sometimes that's a bit much for some of us masculine fellas, but it's okay. It's okay to give affection. It's okay to tell people that you love them. It's okay to tell people that they can lean on you. It's okay to tell people that you care about them and that you want to be in their world and help them. Not every care has to be about a relationship and a relationship that ends in sex. Affection does not have to end in sex. We have to separate some words. Affection is the act of giving love, the act of giving something to someone that doesn't necessarily have to do with, again, mm-hmm. sexual activity. Give some affection, give a hug, give some kindness, give a smile, give a greeting, give understanding, give patience. All of these ways can be different levels of affection if we apply them towards the word affection. Those who love you, those who are near you, may need that moment more than you realize. And I don't just say that to you, I say it to myself, because we're all not always affectionate. Sometimes showing affection can be a chore. Even for the most affectionate people, there are days when showing affection can be a chore. In this season, showing affection can be a chore because there's going to be so many things that you're missing about this season. So CJ, me and the production manager, we have a thing that we like to say. And there's a particular song that I'm getting ready to play because I always play this song before December 1st. And if I'm not mistaken, this is our last show before December the 1st. No, we actually have a Wednesday show, but I'm not going to wait till the Wednesday show. We're going to do it today. So our closeout song for tonight is called In My Mind.
Yay!
First of all, they should really go back and just rename that song, because when you say it just like that, every black person in America knows the song you're about to play. And so I just want to take us out on that note, guys. That song is near and dear to a lot of people's heart. And as we get into the holiday season, I want to kick it off here with Big Bap and Friends. We have finished Thanksgiving, and I hope that you guys are thankful for something. So now we're going to get into the joyous spirit of Christmas, and this will be the one and only Christmas song that I will play all Christmas season. So Merry Christmas to those who celebrate.
In my mind, I want to tell you the Thank you.